This is Vigil Story Podcast number 1027, November 25th, 2025. Today's theme is the 2026 Photography Workshop Season. I'm Derek Story. The 2026 workshop season features more events than ever. We have informative webinars, online intensives, and in-person explorations to exciting locations. I'll go over the entire lineup today and then chat with Rob Knight, who is leading some of the events. It's going to be a great year of photography. I hope you enjoy the show. So wow, what a lineup. I don't know if you've looked at it yet. I know our Inner Circle members have because they got a sneak peek. But we're going to be exploring the beautiful Maine coastline, magical Utah landscape, Hot Air Balloon Festival, Route 66, plus we have online events covering backyard bird photography, mastering Lightroom, creative photo techniques, inkjet printing, and more. Great stuff indeed. Great stuff. I'm so excited about it. So what I want to do today is just give you a little overview of all the events that we have in the schedule. Now, there's a link in the show notes, of course, to the workshops page. So if you hear something that you like, all you have to do is go over to thenimblephotographer.com, click on workshops, and everything that I talk about today will be right there on that page. And of course, there's a link in the show notes as well. Once you get over there, you can reserve a spot for the in-person workshops by placing a deposit that holds your spot, or you can reserve a spot in the online workshops by just paying the tuition, which varies from, for the webinars, $10 for the webinars to $165 for the month-long intensives. Inner Circle members, of course, get a discount on everything. So all of that is there waiting for you. But right now, all you have to do is just sit back and relax. And let me give you an overview of some of these events. And then after I do that, Rob will join us and we'll talk a little bit about the events that he's focusing on during the season. I'll cover his events, but he'll go into more detail when he comes on the show. All right, let's get started. In January, we're going to do a webinar. Yes, a two-hour webinar, or hour and a half to 2 hours, on Saturday, January 10th. And it's titled, Make the Most of Your Next Photo Workshop. And Rob and I thought this would be a great way to start out the year. If you're thinking about joining a workshop, whether it's one of ours or someone else's, here are the things that you should be thinking about. Here are the things that you should be looking for so that you can have the best workshop experience possible. That's on Saturday, January 10th. It's a webinar. It's only $10. Inner Circle Bold members get to attend for free. And all you have to do if you're an Inner Circle Bold member is just drop me a note at dstory@gmail.com and I'll put you on the reserve list. Then we have our first online intensive workshop coming up in January as well, January 8th through 29. And this is Real World Adobe Lightroom. And Rob is going to be teaching this. He'll talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes. But basically, Adobe Lightroom Classic and Lightroom Desktop provide industry standard image organization, editing, and finishing. Join Adobe certified expert Rob Knight and learn how to take advantage of all the great tools Lightroom has to offer. Whether you are a Lightroom beginner or an experienced user looking to up your game, Rob will make sure you don't miss a trick. And that will be going on during the month of January. And again, all these listings are on our workshops page, and Rob will be talking more about it in just a few minutes. In February, we're going to do another webinar on Saturday, February 21st, Backyard Birds and Beyond. I'm really excited about this one because I just think it's a great idea. Wildlife photography and birds in particular can be a daunting discipline to explore. The long lenses and specific camera settings require a bit of study and a lot of practice to master. This two-hour webinar will begin with the basics for photographing birds and wildlife. Hosts Rob Knight and Derek Story will go over equipment considerations, camera settings, shooting modes, autofocus, and more. And this is only $10 for this Saturday webinar that is going to be packed with information. Inner Circle Bold members, you can attend for free. Just drop me a note at dstory@gmail.com. Then at the end of January and into February, we have another online intensive mobile photography with the iPhone, iPad, and camera. This one's led by me. And you get a PDF workbook with this particular online intensive that I've been working on over the last couple of years. Basically, the iPhone combined with a compact camera is a powerful tandem for on-the-go photography. In this online workshop, you'll explore how to pull together these devices to build a robust and enjoyable workflow. So we're going to talk about the iPhone sometimes as a standalone, sometimes as a backup to your mirrorless camera. Sometimes we use both at the same time. Plus, the software that we have on our mobile devices, and this is where we bring in the iPad as well. So we'll be covering things like Snapseed, photos for iOS, Nitro, you know, those very cool and helpful applications that we have on our mobile devices so that we can take some pictures, we can process them, we can do everything that we want while sipping on a cup of coffee in a coffee shop, right? I mean, it's just really great. Or if you're thinking about, all right, I'm going on a vacation here pretty soon. I'm going with the family. I don't want to bring a ton of gear. You can bring your phone, your iPad if you have one, a mirrorless camera with just one or two lenses, and you will be able to do everything that you want to do on that trip. This is an excellent online workshop. First time that I did it, it went over very well. We had a great time. I've refined it a bit, and the second version of it, I think, is going to be even better. That starts on January 28th and ends on February 18th. Mobile photography with iPhone, iPad, and camera. Following that, in March, Rob has an online intensive, Becoming a More Creative Photographer. It's easy to study the technical aspects of photography to improve your camera skills. There are endless books, videos, classes, etc. that cover aperture, shutter speed, ISO. But what about creativity? What techniques can we employ in order to create more compelling and expressive photos? Well, you're going to learn about that during this workshop with Rob. And one of the things that I really like about it, it's a very interactive workshop. So it's not just Rob lecturing. He is going to present some ideas, examples, and then have a discussion about those things. Last year's workshop went over very well, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he comes up with this year. So that's March 5 through 26, Becoming a More Creative Photographer. And Rob will talk a bit more about that in just a few minutes. Following that, in April, I have an online intensive, Creative Photo Techniques. And I love this workshop. This is so much fun. 4 weeks with different creative techniques in each session. We'll explore black and white, infrared, HDR, long exposure, focus stacking, and more. And the "and more" is really the interesting part. Do you feel like you're taking the same photos over and over? Climb out of that rut with Creative Camera Techniques Workshop and discover your inner artist. And we just had a blast last year. So I'm going to take some of those techniques from last year, the ones that were fan favorites, and then I'm going to add to them new techniques that we didn't cover last year. So even if you attended this online intensive last year, you're going to have new stuff, new things to play with in 2026. super fun workshop, and I can't wait to get all of you together for this one. And if you're an Inner Circle Bold member, you can attend this online intensive for free. You have a coupon code waiting for you in your inbox. All you have to do is use that when you sign up, and it will be zero amount for this month-long creative intensive. Moving into May, we have the Coastal Maine Photo Workshop, and this is going to be led by Rob. Hit the road with Rob for a classic American road trip to explore the iconic towns, lighthouses, fishing boats, and more in Portland and Boothe Bay Harbor, Maine. And Rob is going to talk, well, not extensively about it, but he's going to give you a lot of information in just a few minutes. This is great that we can have an in-person East Coast photography workshop. This is the advantage. You know, Rob is based in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm based in Santa Rosa, California. We can spread our wings a bit to include workshops in all parts of the U.S. And that's exactly what's going on with this Coastal Maine Photo Workshop. And that will be May 14 through 17. We'll talk a bit more about it in just a second. Then coming in July, we have the Sonoma County Hot Air Balloon Classic and Microbrewery Photo Workshop. Now, the Hot Air Balloon Classic is a two-day event that allows us to photograph every aspect of the festival, from preparation to morning glow to liftoff to individual rides. It's a colorful feast for the eyes. And one of the things that I love about this balloon festival, this Hot Air Balloon Festival, is that unlike other festivals that may have more balloons, but they don't provide the access that this one does, we can get right in there on the ground with the pilots and with the people that are preparing the hot air balloons and photograph all aspects of the event, learn about how this whole thing works. And it's really exciting. I mean, we see hot air balloons up in the sky, right? And they're beautiful, and we will photograph that as well. But to be right there and look at these masterful but very simple aircraft, they're fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. And the behind-the-scenes photography on this workshop is really exciting to me. Plus, we have the things like the morning glow and all the standard balloon festival shots that you would want. It's super enjoyable. Now, what I'm doing is I'm adding to this event with an exploration of the microbrewing culture that we have here in Sonoma County. A lot of people know about Lagunitas, or they might know about Russian River and Piney the Elder, and, you know, those very famous brew names for people that, you know, are into microbreweries. But we have dozens and dozens more here in Sonoma County, and they are fascinating and interesting. So what we're going to do along with the Hot Air Balloon Classic is that we're also going to be going behind the scenes at some of these very interesting microbreweries and learn about the process, learn about how all of this is done. And of course, we are going to be tasting these brews because that is part of the education. It is our obligation. So again, I'm kind of thinking a lot of behind the scenes stuff for this entire workshop, whether you're getting on ground zero for a balloon festival or getting, you know, in the back room for these microbreweries. This is going to be a lot of fun. Again, July 2026. I'm still waiting for the exact dates to be announced for the Hot Air Balloon Classic. It happens in July. It's usually the second half of July. And as soon as those dates are announced, I will post them on the workshop page. We already have signups for this workshop. In fact, I believe we only have one or two spots open right now. So if you're interested in it, I would go ahead and put down your deposit, knowing that it's going to be most likely in the second half of July. Rolling into October, we're going to have a new workshop for the digital story audience. Moab, Arches National Park, Dead Horse State Park, and more. And this is going to be October 5 through 10. Our workshop headquarters is the spacious CASA, located just a few blocks from downtown Moab shops, restaurants, and galleries. Arches National Park is only 5 miles away. Dead Horse State Park and other photo locations are less than an hour from our headquarters. This space that we have is beautiful. It has a full kitchen, a table for 10, really great common areas, a private hot tub, outdoor fire pit that we can sit around in the evenings, barbecue grill, washer dryer, Wi-Fi, parking. It is wonderful. So not only when we're out exploring the amazing scenery in Arches National Park or Dead Horse or the other locations in the area, that will be fantastic. But then when we come back from those locations to our headquarters, we have this very Southwest designed, but yet very modern inside luxury headquarters to spend our time. This is going to be something else. This is something that I have wanted to do for a while, and it finally came together this year. Now, currently, we have a waiting list for this workshop, but you can submit your name for the waiting list. When I did the announcement for Inner Circle members, it sold out the same day, but I am maintaining a waiting list, and a lot of times, you know, one or maybe two slots open up on these sort of things. It's all the way in October, so you never know. So if you're interested in attending, get on that waiting list, so if a spot does open up, you can join us. Following that, we have the Route 66 Photography Workshop, October 15 through 18. Join pro photographer and Route 66 explorer Rob Knight to explore the Mother Road this October. It's the 100th anniversary of Route 66, and Rob is going to be talking about his plans for this event here in just a minute. In November, we have an online workshop, Inkjet Printing for Photographers, November 3 through 24. I plan this workshop for this time of year because that way you can prepare your gifts for the holiday season. You can make your fine art cards. You can create fine art framed enlargements. You can do all this wonderful stuff and have it look beautiful. That online workshop begins on November 3rd, 2026, and ends on the 24th, Inkjet Printing for Photographers. That's our workshop season. You can sign up and reserve a spot. Just go to thenimblephotographer.com, click on workshops, choose what you want, and I hope you'll be joining us in 2026. And now to learn a little bit more about the workshops that Rob is going to be leading. I talked about them in the overview, but he's going to put a little bit more meat on the bones. So let's bring Rob into the studio right now. Hey there, Rob.
Hey, Derek. How's it going, man?
It's going really well. I'm excited about our workshop season.
Me too.
So as I was looking at our lineup, I was just going, man, we cover a lot of ground between the two of us. That's one of the things that I think is really exciting about having you in high gear now in 2026.
That's right. I'm jumping back into teaching full time, and I'm really pleased to be working with you and your community that you've built over the last several years, the podcast audience, and I'm just happy to be a part of it all.
There's so many good things about this. You know, you're closer to the East Coast. I'm more on the West Coast. You shoot with Sony. I shoot with everything else.
everything but, you mean?
Yeah, everything. No Canon.
Okay, all right.
My printer's a Canon. And then, of course, Lightroom, you're one of your very strong suits, which we're going to talk about in a second. I like Lightroom, but I also like other apps. So I just feel like we've put together a schedule that has a lot of breadth. Plus, we're introducing webinars this year, which was your idea, and I'm really thrilled about that. You want to just touch on the whole webinar thing for a minute to let people know about what we're going to do?
Yeah, I was thinking about how it's gone with the online classes that I've taught over the years, and if you know, people are expected to come to a certain certain time every day, you know, once a week or you know, however often the class is. And I know that's hard for some people. And I don't think I've ever taught a 4 or 6 week online class in which everyone came to every class. Somebody always has some other commitment. And, you know, we're grown-ups and we have stuff to do, and I understand that. So I thought it would be interesting to provide these, you know, 1.5 to 2 hour webinars on a particular subject, just a nice concentrated thing where you can just carve out a couple of hours on your Saturday and learn a new skill and talk to the gang and have fun with it. And so that's what we're doing this year or
Yeah,
for
we're going to start
2026.
out with two. We may add a couple more. We want to see how the first couple go. We've got one in January on how to get prepped for a workshop and get the most out of a photo workshop, which, well, you know, we know a little bit about that. And then the backyard birds one coming up, what, a month later. I just think that's a great idea. And I think a lot of people are looking forward to that one as well.
That was my COVID project. I built a bird studio in my front yard and tweaked it over a few months, and I would just sit there like a weirdo on my front porch and, you know, with my long lens, and took about 17 billion photos of birds, and I got my fill for a while. I took about 6 months off of photographing birds after that, but it really is a fun way to practice. You know, we see a lot of people that show up on location that don't really have the experience with some of the camera settings that they need for wildlife, or autofocus settings, for example, is a big one. Maybe you don't understand how fast your shutter speed needs to be to freeze action. And there's all sorts of things like that that you can practice with in a really easy, no cost way in your own yard.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And come away with some shots too of your local birds. You can say, hey, these are the things hanging around my house, you know, that
Yep.
and I just think that's fabulous as well. Let's talk about Lightroom because you have an online workshop that I'm excited about. It's going to be a 4 weeks and you're going to dig deep. Talk about this first one that we're going to be doing here pretty soon.
Yeah, this initial Lightroom class is going to cover the things that I've seen over the last however long it's been since Lightroom was released. I've been teaching Lightroom since about 2010. The things that I see utilized the least are the import dialog, the tools in the library module for organizing and cataloging and finding your images. You know, I see a lot of people that just have sort of a very rudimentary workflow in how they store their images and find them within Lightroom. It doesn't take much to kind of go through and say, here's an idea of how you can do that, right? Because it's great to say, oh, you know, you can search this way, or you can use this sorting tool, or, you know, to talk about all the capabilities is one thing, but then to show it in real life, I think it goes a lot further towards helping people use the software to its fullest. This is going to be sort of organize and optimize, right? So we're going to talk about the library module, and then we'll go into the develop module and a good overview of the tools in the develop module, some ideas of workflow, some, you know, strategies for editing, because I know that can be a challenge, especially for new photographers. You know, how do I know what to do? How do I know which slider to move when, and that kind of thing. So I think strategy is really important. And then we'll touch on advanced things like masking and the AI tools and that sort of stuff. But I think a follow-up Lightroom class, it's going to be more of that, you know, Lightroom power tools type of thing. That'll probably come later in the year.
Cool. That's excellent. And, you know, the nice thing about our online workshops is we record every session, and those sessions are available to participants. And I just leave them up on the server so you can go back to them and watch them over and over again, which I think is also very helpful because as you master two or three things that you talk about, then you're ready for the next three and you go, wait, how did he say we do that again? You can just go back and see it for yourself. It's really handy. So, yeah, so you can sign up for the Lightroom workshop right now. It's on our site. One of the in-person workshops that you're going to be leading is coming up also in spring, and it's the Maine Coastal Workshop. I'm really excited about this. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it, Rob?
Yeah, we're going to start in Portland, Maine, and go up the coast a couple of hours and explore the areas in between. We see a lot of lighthouses. This part of the Maine coast is exactly what I picture when I close my eyes and think of Maine. right? There's lots of water and the fishing boats and the lobster traps and, like I said, the lighthouses and that sort of thing. It's just the quintessential Maine coast. I used to do this trip, and this is a refined version of it that I'm coming out with for 2026. I just got my boat chartered the other day, so we will have our own boat to go explore the harbor and see lighthouses at sunset, and I think it's going to be wonderful.
This is a 4-day workshop, right?
Yep, 4-day workshop. We're going to be based mostly in a place called Booth Bay Harbor. I found an amazing house that we're all going to share right on the water, right in the middle of Booth Bay Harbor. You can walk outside and take the ultimate postcard shot. And of course, we'll explore far and wide from there.
Excellent, excellent. Starts on what, May 14th?
The 14th through the 17th. Yep, we'll
Yeah.
meet up in Portland, Maine, and we'll end up back in Portland on Sunday afternoon.
And so we still have a few spots open for that. We have done some early registrations, but for $250, you can reserve your spot now. And
That's
then
right.
Rob's going to get you all hooked up. And next thing you know, you're going to be enjoying probably some good food as well as some good photography, I'm guessing.
Yes, if you like seafood, it's your spot for sure.
Yeah.
And the weekend that I do these workshops, the first time I did it was an accident, but then that's the weekend I did every other year after, is the weekend before Memorial Day. A lot of that Maine coast sort of shuts down for the winter, but all the restaurants are back open and everything is open. The weather's beautiful, but all the tourists haven't come in for Memorial Day yet. So it's the best you can get in that area, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely sweet. Let's talk about being a creative photographer because you have another online workshop in the first part of the season. This one went over really well last year. And what are you thinking about for this year?
Yeah, we really had a good time. It's not so much me lecturing as it is a discussion about ways to be more creative as a photographer. I think it's so easy to read books, to study about the math of photography, right? The camera settings, the shutter speed, the ISO, the aperture. So you can practice those things in real time and see how they each affect your photos. But to really get some exercises to do to get yourself in a more creative mindset, to answer that question, well, what should I shoot? That I think we all have on some occasions, and it's a lot of fun. I love to help people get into that creative space. I don't know if you know this, Derek, but a lot of photographers are kind of nerdy and kind of into the equipment. I don't know if you've heard that, and we all are, right? So it's easy to get into the minutiae of the tools, but then to get beyond that and think about, okay, what do we do with these tools? It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and some of this is inspired by your reading of Rick Rubin, right?
That's right. I've taught a version of the Becoming a Creative Photographer class for several years now. But yeah, I read Rick Rubin's book, The Creative Act, last year, and I feel like I could quote that whole book. And obviously his book is about music production, but it just applies to art in general. And that's the basis of, I think every class has at least one or two Rick Rubin quotes from that book that really just touched on things that it didn't even teach me things as much as it put things that I already think in such a beautiful way that makes it easier to share with people.
Sweet. And then the last thing I just want to mention, I was thinking, oh man, we should just mention Route 66. I know it's later in the year. We should just mention it for a moment. And you did it last year, it came off well. What are you thinking about for this year as well?
This year we're going to explore a little bit some different things. It's getting to be a kind of a challenge as time goes on. I've been through Northern Arizona on Route 66 every year for, gosh, 10 or 12 years, and every year this place is open and this place is closed, and everything kind of changes in that harsh, high desert environment. But this year, 2026 is the centennial. It's the 100th anniversary of Route 66. So I'm going to focus on as many things as we can see that were there 100 years ago. These places that basically defined what car culture in America was, what, roadside attractions, and there's so many things that You'll see in old movies, or you'll see in the books that were around in 1926, that you can still go visit today and to see how they've changed. This year, we found this one place that's almost dissolving into the desert, but the graffiti that's been added recently makes it a whole different type of a destination. And we'll be I won't even say where it is, but things like that are so interesting. Rather than trying to find just let me find a thing that looks old, like, well, let's go see the things that are old, and what are they now, and how can we photograph them today?
Yeah, in a sense, it's a living subject, right?
That's right, for
Yeah,
sure.
way cool. Well, I'm totally stoked about this. I'm really glad to have you, more of you, this year. And it looks like we're gonna go out there and just have a lot of fun. Something going almost every month of the calendar. That's
I know
craziness.
it's exciting to see for sure.
All right, buddy. Well, I'm gonna let you get back to it. And thanks so much for stopping by. And obviously, we'll be talking soon.
Yep. Thanks, man. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks a lot, Rob. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. And the thing that we didn't mention is because it's already sold out, but the Costa Rica workshop is going to be in June of 2026. We already have a full boat for that, but we are maintaining a wait list for that as well. And you can sign up for that wait list on our workshops page. This is the second time that Rob and I have done this workshop together, and I'm so looking forward to going back to Costa Rica in June. So that's our workshop season. Can't wait to be working with you at one of these events. Give a shout out to our Inner Circle members, both Inner Circle and Inner Circle Bold. These are the folks that support our community month in and month out. I should also mention that if you sign up for Inner Circle Bold, or if you upgrade to Inner Circle Bold, you still get the two free webinars for 2026, and you still get free tuition for our month-long intensive on creative photo techniques. It's not too late for that. So if you want to become an Inner Circle Bold member, now is a great time. You will be able to attend all three of those events in 2026 for free. To do that, just go to the digital story, click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages, sign up for Inner Circle Bold, and we will get you squared away with a lot of good workshop love in 2026. And a big thanks to our Inner Circle members for supporting this podcast. I also want to acknowledge our good friends at Red River Paper, longest running sponsor of the Digital Story. They will be helping us for the inkjet printing workshop in November of 2026. Drew and I have already talked about it. I'm very excited about having them once again lead us through the latest, the things that we need to know for inkjet printing. Believe me, every year it gets easier and easier, and the results become more and more predictable. Drew is on top of all of that, and Red River Paper supports that workshop, and they support our entire photography community. If you want to learn more about Red River Paper, just click on the tile that's on all the pages of the digital story. You can order paper there, you can read their reviews. You can see their online tutorials. Everything you need to know about inkjet printing is waiting for you. One click on Red River Paper and off you go. Big thanks to them for supporting this podcast. All right, it's going to do it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed hearing about our workshops, working on more great stuff for next week. Until then, get out there, take some pictures, sign up for a workshop. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.